three fish. That means someone counted the fish. When Jesus came alive and he did this thing, someone was counting fish. I suppose we need accountants in the world, don't we? So, the thing. You ever look and thought, it seemed that everyone was trying to kill Jesus in some way, wasn't there? Lots of people tried to get rid of him. Now, you may not believe it, but I have got special hands on today. Do you see? And these hands can do amazing things if you rub them and breathe in them. You don't believe me, do you? Yeah. Jemima, would you like to help me this? No. I thought you would be amazing. You don't have to if you. It's not hard. Would you like? No. Come on, Luke. So, can you put the paper down, Luke? And can you not go swimming? Okay? Because I'll be in trouble for Mum and Dad. I have some cards. Okay? They're for people like me who are old and can't see well. Look, they're quite large. But if I want to do something special with the cards, I just have to spell. Watch this. What's the first card in the pack? It's not one. It's Ace. Excellent. See, you would have been good. Ace. I just got to spell it. A-C-E spells Ace. Whew. It's good, isn't it? You want to have a go? It's a big card. I'll you can hold that one for me. Yeah, thank you. You want to have a go? Can you spell two for me then? T. Yep. It's a hard. Oh, it's a W. Yeah. Yeah. And then an O. Spells.
T.
No, that spells two. Sorry. You know, there's only one King of Hearts in a pack of cards. In fact, there's only one King of Hearts in the whole world because Jesus so loved us, he came to rescue us. Now, he came when he was a baby, and the king at that time was a king called... it wasn't Merid. Ferid? Herod, thank you, Herod, and he was jealous because when the king came, he thought, well, I want to be the only king, and this other king turns up. So you know what he decided to do? He thought, I will not have any other kids. So he decided to get rid of that Jesus, and he sent his soldiers, but God sent an angel to Joseph as he was sleeping, and he says, you've got to get Jesus and get out of here. And so he took baby Jesus, and he went to Egypt, and he escaped from the King Herod. Now, see, it's all in the fingers and the rubbing and the breathing. Here we go, watch. T-W-O spells two. Whoo! Some more cards. You want to have a go at three? Ready, here we go.
T.
Yep.
T.
Yep.
R.
Yep. E.
E.
E. Spells?
Three.
No. You're good at this, aren't you? There was another time when they tried to get rid of this King of Hearts. You see, when Jesus was speaking in his home church, everyone turned up, a bit like today. It was rammed. It was jam-packed. And Jesus stood up and said, I've come to make blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk. I'm here to release the captives. I'm here to announce a special time. And they looked at him and said, you're no one special, you're just like us. And they said, they took him to the top of a cliff, and they were going to chuck him off. But this King of Hearts, again, God intervened, and it said he just walked through the crowds and went on his way. Watch this. Sometimes this one doesn't. T H R E E spells three. A few cards left. Shall we go for four? Okay, here we go. Hard to spell four. Yep.
I.
Yep.
I.
You are. Yep. Spells?
Four.
The religious leaders were jealous of Jesus because he could do things they couldn't do. He could make blind people see and deaf people hear and lame walk, and he could walk in water and turn water into wine, and they couldn't do anything. And they felt that he broke their rules by loving people and healing people on the Sabbath, and they were like, we don't like this guy. We're going to get rid of him. So they went and they spoke, and they held a council, and they looked for a chance to catch him out. And we know the Easter story because it was read to us. It said that they bribed Judas to find a space when Jesus was by himself. And they took him, and they put him before a trial, and none of the answers seemed to match up. So they took him, and they asked him questions, and eventually they dragged him along to see this person called Pilate. And eventually the Romans said that they would crucify him. And they put him in a tomb, and they said that would be the end of him. But we know that 3 days later, he came back to life again. Watch him. F-O-U-R. Spells. Four. We have 2 cards left. You can hardly go wrong. Shall we do it? Five.
F-I-V-E.
Spells. Five! Well, 3 days later, it said that Jesus didn't stay in that tomb, but rose again and appeared not just to his friends, but appeared to over 500 people, telling everyone that he was back, but also telling everyone that there is a God who loves them, telling everyone that there's a heaven and that we're all heading that way. And if we trust in him and believe in him and follow him, it says this, watch it, F-I-V-E, spells, five, but not only five. It says if we follow him, he'll make our lives precious, precious like diamonds. Well done, Luke. Yes. And it's key, and we're going to find out this morning how God works in people's lives, because we've got Penny who's going to come in a little while and be baptized. So we're really looking forward to that. But before we get there, I see John getting ready. Before we get there, this is a point where we celebrate being family. Now, has anyone got a birthday coming up in the next few days? Oh, hello. Let me find a mic and we can sing and do all those things. I'll grab the chocolates. Anyone else? Oh. Nigel. Is it your birthday, Nigel?
Not yet.
Not yet. When's your birthday?
In the middle of the week. So we'll do it next week.
You're going to do it next week. Everyone remember that. Next week. I do love a dauber. And it's yours. Next week, okay. So, what's your name and what you're looking forward to, or what did you happen at your birthday?
I'm Alexia, and I'm looking forward to going bowling with my friends on my birthday.
And when's your birthday?
Tomorrow.
Oh, and how old are you going to be?
12.
Wow. Oh, I hope you have a great time tomorrow.
I'm Leah.
You don't have to tell us your age.
It's going to be my birthday tomorrow as well. And I'm Alexa's mum. So Alexa was...
On the same day.
The best birthday.
Oh, the best present ever.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to spending the day with her. And that's always my birthday now. Celebrating
yeah.
with my
You going
daughter.
Bowling?
Yes. Say your name.
Shower.
Hi, Clara.
And tomorrow is Clara's 4th birthday. So what are you looking forward to? She's looking forward to her birthday party tomorrow.
You're having a birthday party? Oh, wow. And you having friends come? Or family? Oh, lovely. So, excellent. Well, shall we sing together?
Happy birthday.
as we pass the chocolates, let me pray. So, Father, I pray that these three will have a wonderful birthday. I pray that you be with them this coming year. And may you just bless and look out for them, we pray. In your name, amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Go grab a seat. There's one more celebration, because I hear today, this coming week, is special for a certain couple. So, and that's you, Diane, isn't it? Is Mike here as well? Why don't you two come up? Because well, we've got you a little gift, because it's something special. It's a special anniversary. We only pull these out for the special ones. So, so how many years have you two been married for?
Go on, you can shout.
25.
Well done.
On Wednesday.
On Wednesday. And are you doing anything special?
We are. But do you want to say?
We're going for a night away without the kids.
I think it's the first time. It's the first time since before the
first time before you've had kids for 25 years.
No, 25.
Well, yeah, they're not that old, are they? So, but
we're not that old, but we're going back to the place where we got engaged.
Oh.
There you go. Where I fell over on Kiel Beach.
Oh, right. So lovely. So
I thought we were going to the pub for a meal, and we went to Kiel Beach.
Oh, so
in the dark.
Oh, that's lovely. Well, this is to remind me. We'll pray for you. Shall I pray for your kids not to phone?
Jamie,
no phoning. No phoning, and no getting in touch at all while they're away. If the house burns down, they can deal with it when they get home. Okay, so let me pray. So, Father, thank you for Mike and for Diane, and we pray. And we pray that they have a wonderful time away. We thank you that they've been together, and I pray that you bless them for the next 25 plus years. Just be with them, I pray. Strengthen them. May their love just grow deeper.